Ian Scholz, in science news, there is very tentative evidence that neutrinos are capable of a speed slightly faster than the speed of light. Take that, Einstein. People are about to take down the physics textbooks, which were just updated a nanosecond ago, and prepare to update them again. Where will it all end? When it comes to quantum physics, it's hard for me to separate real science from New Age woo. Part of the problem is that math is not my strong point. I mean, I still don't understand why we can't divide by zero. Can't somebody make that happen? I take my point of view from Niels Bohr, who said, quote, "For those who are not shocked when they first come across quantum theory cannot possibly have understood it," unquote. As one who is both shocked and misunderstanding, I hope I can be forgiven in not quite seeing how a thing in the quantum world doesn't achieve thingness until it's observed, or how a second thing separated from a first thing will immediately become the opposite of the first thing, but only when observed. And there's the Zeno effect, in which a thing, as long as it's observed, will not change. Space and time, as we seem to know it, don't exist in the quantum world, at least not that we can observe. It's as though a chair is only a chair as long as we're sitting on it, or the chair only comes into being when we decide to sit down. If the real world were like the quantum world, water would either be frozen or boiling, maybe both at once. There would be fast and stopped, with no acceleration in between. If the real world were like the quantum world, for every white car with airbags, there would immediately be a red car with pointy spike bags, and these things would only be real as long as we look at them. Nobody would drive because there's either no place to go or every place is the same at the same time, unless we're not looking. All of this has led to a number of counterintuitive and alarming suppositions. Among them, the universe is just a computer projection. Or our entire universe actually exists in two dimensions, which we only perceive as three. Or we actually live in a universe of 11 dimensions. Or the only reality is observer-based. The moon only exists because we look at it. The many-worlds theory supposes that for each possible outcome of any given action, the universe splits to accommodate. Now, that theory is cool with me. I like to think that in another world, I'm the mayor of Europe. I know pretty much everything. My girlfriend has a lovely Jamaican accent, and I can divide by zero until the cows come home. Not only that, the cows come home fully cooked, falling off the bone delicious, and are now officially reclassified on a subatomic level as a vegetable. But only when we're not looking. I gotta go.